Oh, let it snow.
To the show, second half hour of this conversation with Pastor Chatfield. So let me interject a text message from our listener, Ethan, up in Cedarville, that I think probably sums up my position the best. The quote, maybe someday, end quote, strategy of stopping abortion hasn't worked for 50 years. We need to do something different.
What? What are we going to do?
Your protest walkout is another strategy that they haven't used so far. At least they would have made headlines and gotten the message out.
Okay.
Go ahead and respond.
Okay, I don't think that's the correct thing to do. I don't think so.
Okay.
Am I God?
No. Don't use that defense. You can't, God, because you're a pastor, you cannot use that defense during this show. Okay. You can do it on Sunday in your church, but you cannot do it from 10 to 11 on Fridays.
Okay. Well, I'm simply saying I don't know everything.
Nobody knows everything, okay. But it's political strategy. We're talking right. Political stuff.
Yes, we are. Okay. Now. Okay, let me make a point, then I'll come back. I'll try to answer that question.
Okay.
Give you my 2 cents.
Sure.
Okay, it's worth 2 cents, maybe. Maybe 2 cents. Okay.
Maybe one cent, not two, but we'll give you 1 cent. Okay,
there you go.
Okay.
Frederick Douglass was an abolitionist who, in the late 1850s, even in 1860, was, all the abolitionists, William Lloyd Garrison, Phillips,
John Brown, all of them.
None of them. Well, John Brown was dead by the time.
Yeah,
Lincoln.
Harper's Ferry. Thank you very much.
Yep. But they didn't like Lincoln. Too soft.
Yeah.
Not strong enough.
Too wimpy.
Not strong enough. Too wimpy.
Yep.
Now you'll remember our most favored president of our lifetime. Donald Trump said a few months ago. Well, that's bad. When somebody came out, I remember the exact details, but he says, hey, we can't stop abortion, up until the time of birth. That's too much. That's too far. Or you remember the context of what?
No, I don't remember that.
That's what he said. And okay. The pro-life movement says, whoa, what is this with him talking against the pro-life movement?
Right.
Like that. Come on. Let's get out on every street corner, scream at the top of our lungs that abortion is murder. Now, let me just tell you this, Randy, and listeners, in case anybody cares.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to every protest that I can go to. I've been to 30, 40, I don't know how many, 50. Every single one I can go to stating the truth that life begins at conception. I am pro-life. But we have not won that argument. And to stand at the street corner screaming at the top of my lungs that abortion is murder doesn't convince people. We have lost, but with the results of and this is why I picked this subject, the results on Tuesday in Ohio, red Ohio, when it was 57-43, they lost. We have to be honest enough to say that the majority of the American people believe that a woman has a right to terminate her pregnancy. Now, do I believe it? No, I do not believe it. So what am I going to do? Get some headlines or stand out there and get arrested? Oh, that'll convince more people to come to our way of thinking. No, it won't. It doesn't do that. It hasn't worked. What Right to Life is doing now, in my view, we're going to see if we can overturn the 2022 Proposal 3. And I don't know all the details of what they're trying to do. I don't think that's wise either. because all that's going to do is turn out the opposition again. We have to be square with ourselves. Most people don't believe like you believe and like I believe. We have to be more, we got to get a little bit more wise. We got to be more like Lincoln and a little bit less by William Lloyd Garrison. William Lloyd Garrison went and burned the Constitution and says, this Constitution, he was an abolitionist in the 1850s. And he printed this paper called The Liberator. He burned the Constitution in a public ceremony, says, this document recognizes slavery. It's wrong. We're against it. It's terrible. Did that to the people that were on the fence, when you saw somebody burning the Constitution, you think that convinced people? Lincoln really had to distance himself from that, rightly so. Now, did he think slavery was wrong? Yes. Did he like the fact that the Constitution recognized slavery? No, but it was in the Constitution. When he was elected president, and he ran on the premise that, look, I can only do what I can do. He held high the principle that government gets its just powers from the consent of the governed. Like it or not, we had slavery in the 1850s. It was constitutional. Some people say, yeah, but it's terrible. It's a sin. And I agree, but it's in the Constitution. See, there's two things working at odds with each other. It's our constitutional process, the Republican form of government that we have. And then there's natural law, the Bible. Lincoln believed in natural law, absolutely. But he wanted to convince people. Now, what happened with the Civil War was, and the ending of slavery, was that there was a whole bunch of things happened that nobody could predict. It was brought on by God. Providence ended it. And eventually, Lincoln moved to the position, I have to issue the Emancipation Proclamation. I have to do it. Lincoln loved our country. Lincoln loved the Constitution. Lincoln hated slavery. He could only do what he could do. That's all he could do. And eventually, he was put in a position that he issued the Emancipation Proclamation, helped shepherd the 13th Amendment through Congress, and abolishing the 13th Amendment. And now we've got the 14th and 15th Amendment, which secures the rights of citizenship for all people and voting. That's what he did. Now, we can look back at Lincoln and say, the great emancipator, rightly so, but he was not an abolitionist. Let me tell you, read you something that after he died, that Frederick Douglass said about Lincoln. When everybody was eulogizing, he said, viewed from the genuine abolition ground, Mr. Lincoln seemed tardy, cold, dull, and indifferent. Okay. Yeah. But measuring him by the sentiment of his country, a sentiment he was bound as a statesman to consult, he was swift, zealous, radical, and determined. Then he went on to say, measuring the tremendous magnitude of the work before him, considering the necessary means to ends, and surveying the end from the beginning, infinite wisdom has seldom sent any man into the world better fitted for his mission than Abraham Lincoln. He looked backward and goes, well, Lincoln, that I thought was way too slow. He didn't get up and walk out, as Randy would have told him to do.
Yep.
But in the end,
Stormed out.
But in the end, we won. Now, here's the story. Listen, our system of government under our Constitution, both national and Michigan, is majority rules. And we have some rules. We've lost elections. Abortion, we have not won that argument. And the right to life, I'm telling you, there's nobody more right to life than me. But we've got to I don't want to put it at the front of the burner anymore. We got to move it to the back burner. Let's make some arguments on economics, the border, freedom, like during the pandemic, and different things where we can win the argument, win the vote, win an election, and then start chipping away again. to get out there and scream on the, at the corner of Mitchell and 31 in Petoskey, abortion is murder, abortion is murder. You're not changing any minds. It's not the way to go. In my view, storming out, making big headlines, there'll be somebody watching TV and they'll see the headlines and they'll say, yeah, those are these. You know, I'm talking about especially the 18-year-olds to 35-year-olds who,
right,
they believe abortion is a woman's right.
Okay, now, but hold that thought.
That's why
hold that thought. They would have heard what was in these bills. The 18-year-olds, they don't listen to this show. They do not do the research that I do. They don't read MERS News Service, Gongware News Service, Detroit Free Press, Detroit News, Lansing State Journal, M Live, Bridge, Michigan. They don't read, they don't know what's in the bills. At least they could have had the opportunity to get a megaphone handed to them and say, why did you guys violate the House rules and walked out when you were quarantined to be set at your desk in session to take votes? Why did you violate those House rules at the risk of being arrested and dragged kicking and screaming back to your seat and handcuffed to your chair? Why did you do it? And then they could have said, well, because House Bill 4949 did this and House Bill 4950 did this. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, and 58 and 9 did this. That it legally now, legally can pull a baby apart piece by piece, even as late as the day of delivery. Okay, that doctors don't have to have privileges anymore to protect a woman who's dying and bleeding out on the abortionist table at the Planned Parenthood office on 131 in Petoskey when there's a hospital less than probably a three wood. I could hit a golf ball from Planned Parenthood's door to the hospital probably with a three wood. For sure I can do it with a driver.
It's downhill, so you might be able to.
Oh, well, you dang right I can. I know that hill was part of the deal. Here's the thing. They didn't do it.
Well, it was strategy. I understand.
Okay, brother. Okay. I hate commercials. We got to take them, though. They paid the bills.
Yeah.
Final segment of this discussion. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A couple of text messages. Christine Gray down in Northfield, Michigan. Question for you, Pastor Chatfield. So the Red Rose Group should give up going to jail to save babies and their mothers.
No, that's different. Totally different. Monica Miller, I happen to know her. That's a great thing to do. That's different.
How is it different?
That's not political. That is, we are trying to save individual babies. I support her. I've gone down to one of her
I understand.
I understand.
But them sitting on their butts voting no was not as strong of a statement as what the Red Rose Group people do, willing to go to jail, get arrested, be put in jail. That's what the point is. They are willing to do that. These Republicans, supposedly pro-life Republicans, weren't willing to do that that night in the House chamber.
Well, you can make the argument that they should have. You made your argument that they should have.
I did.
They evidently thought that was not the best strategy.
You know why? Because of Matt Hall. The minority leader that if and when they get the majority back will probably coerce, twist arms, and give donations to Republicans to buy their votes to be the next Speaker of the House. And he said it was a bad strategy, and they poo-pooed it because of Matt Hall. I got that from a state rep.
You're probably right. I wouldn't doubt that. I don't think it was a good strategy. Could you be? Is it possible that Rusty Chatfield is wrong? Of course. That's why I started off saying
Matt Hall was wrong.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's also possible Randy's wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But I have one question. Again, I keep going back to it. What headlines did they make? What platform did they have? What megaphone did they use? And what did they try to do to educate the public, the 18-year-olds that don't know what was in those 11 bills? How did they get the messaging out doing what they did? The answer, they didn't.
Okay, I get that too. And that's the other side of the argument.
Okay.
Let me just say this about Lincoln and his, boy, there's so much here that I didn't get to, but it is what it is. That's the nature of this conversation. Lincoln wanted gradual emancipation of the slaves. That's who he was. And to the abolitionist, that was terrible. You're recognizing sin. He had three things that he wanted. He wanted it to be gradual. He wanted it to be compensated. In other words, he wanted to compensate slave owners. And he wanted it the vote of the people. He wanted it legal. He didn't want a war. He did not want a war. He wanted it to be done slowly, compensated, didn't want a war. He also was in favor of colonization back in Africa. And that sounds so terrible today. And yes, but he was. That was his original ideas, Lincoln. But to the Democrats, he was a radical Republican. To the abolitionist, he was he was soft, weak, not brave, wasn't a leader, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But Frederick Douglass, looking back, he says, wow, viewed in the, scarcely has Providence ever given us somebody. Seldom has anybody better fitted for the hour than Abraham Lincoln was. So my point here on this is we have to look at reality here. Your idea and my idea, we got to change minds before we can change laws. And I would say get the take it off the front burner. Take abortion off the front burner. What happened in Ohio on Tuesday proves it. Now, I'm not giving up. I'm just trying to change strategies.
You're saying you're changing strategies for political reasons. Once we get the power back, we got the power back. We finally have learned and have seen what you do when you have the majority in the House, the Senate, and a Republican governor. Because this is exactly how you govern when you have the power. You do exactly what the Democrats have done to our state.
Okay. However, more important than that, we got to change minds and hearts. And that's through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got to tell people that God loves them. Jesus died on the cross for their sins, was buried, and rose again from the dead, and need to repent of their sin and put their faith in Jesus Christ. Then, once a person becomes a Christian, now we can start teaching them of the value of human life and that life begins at conception. That's awfully important.
Do you believe that of the 54 state House Republicans and the 18 state Senate Republicans, do you believe they're all Christians?
I doubt it. I don't know that, but I doubt.
I doubt it. So we need to replace them, the ones that aren't.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure of that. I want some wise, smart guys in political – how about endorsement of political operatives who can – give us the right strategy, the right campaign, so we can win the election. When President Trump came out and seemed to belittle our our pro-life, anti-abortion strategy, I didn't come out and criticize him because I knew where he was coming from. He's looking at what's happened across the country just like you and I are. 57-43, we lost in red Ohio. What? And Michigan's more liberal than Ohio. We got to change. We can't put it out there. And what Right to Life is doing. Oh, we're going to sue. Proposal 3 wasn't written right in 2022. Oh, boy, I don't think that's too wise either. Because you know how that'll be spun on the other side? Look at these Republicans. They don't believe in law. They don't believe in our Constitution. They don't believe in the right of the people's right to choose their laws and constitutional amendment. And look at, they're wanting to take away your right to reproductive health. That's how they'll spin it.
Sunday from 11 to noon right here on the radio station. Thank you, sir. God bless.
God bless.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that